Monkey Trials and Gorilla Sermons. Evolution in Christianity from Darwin to Intelligent Design. By Peter J. Bowler. Harvard University Press. Cambridge, Massachusetts. London, England. 2007. Preface. My purpose in writing a book on such a controversial topic is explained in the first chapter and need not be repeated here. Suffice it to say that I have been working on the history of Darwinism and its implications for most of my career, and I hope that a balanced historical account of the debate over the theory's religious implications will be of some interest to those engaged in the current controversies. Perhaps by writing from a perspective shaped by residents outside North America, I can shed some light on the less confrontational aspects of the interaction. Most of what follows is a distillation of my own and other scholars' work over the past years. If there is anything original here, it is my brief foray into the work of the early 20th century modernists within the American churches, whose writings are often neglected in accounts of the period defined in the popular imagination by the Scope's Monkey Trial. For their help and inspiration, I am particularly indebted to John Brooke, Jim Moore, Ron Numbers, Ted Davis, and Michael Roos. I am also grateful to Spencer Weert and two anonymous referees for their comments on the original manuscript. Chapter 1. The Myths of History. There is a widespread assumption that science and religion are at war with one another. Which side deserves to win, of course, depends on your own point of view. For many traditional religious believers, science is the agent of godless materialism, hell-bent, literally, on destroying humanity's faith in its creator. For the humanist or atheist, science is a weapon in the fight to replace ancient superstitions with a rational...